Hello, I'm Adam Smith. I'm the program manager from Dendron. Today is the 24th of January, and as promised in my last update, I thought I'd try to keep you more frequently involved and informed about the work that's going on with our recruitment and feasibility tools, or RAFT, program. So what's been happening this week is we've had a few board meetings. We had the program board meeting yesterday, which includes people from the charities and the Department of Health and various other stakeholders. And yesterday we also had the technology project board, which is chaired by my colleague Richard Corbridge, the chief information officer from the Clinical Research Network in Leeds. The program board meeting was very good. We're clearly making progress in all areas. The governance project reported back that they've now highlighted what they think are all the policies and procedures that need to be developed to wrap around the new system, and they're hard at work in producing those. The technology project reported back that the company developing the technology are making great projects. The first sprint started earlier this week, and they're now in using agile approach to develop this, which means that it's a very iterative process. And what happens is the people involved in the design group see the system almost on a weekly and daily basis, so that we can see the system come to life as it's developed and then tweak and iterate it and reiterate it as we go through. So what we end up with at the end is a fantastic product that really fits all the purposes that it needs to for researchers and for patients and carers and volunteers and other ones. There was an interesting conversation yesterday, which I've been reflecting upon, which is over who is expected to register into the system. Of course, it's always been targeted that it would be for people with memory problems, carers, registering those people with memory problems, healthy volunteers, etc. And we've had a point raised about whether the system in itself is actually for carers, so researchers that might not be looking for people with memory problems, but looking for carers of people with memory problems. So that was an interesting point of view. There's more research coming through which is focused on carers, so we're going to go back and have a look at our minimum data sets and see if we do specifically enable carers to indicate that themselves are interested in research independently of the person that they might be registering. So that was an interesting discussion. Our implementation project, finally, is also making fantastic progress in the North Thames region. We've also recently been working on some guidance which will be used by the local clinical research network across the country, who are just about to go into a phase at the moment where they work out what their annual activity plans for next year will be. So we've been giving them some guidance as to what the kind of work for the RAFT system will be needed across the country next year, particularly as we move into the winter of next year and what will hopefully be the national launch to the general public. So very focused on North Thames at the moment. The trusts we've been working with are Camden, Islington, North East London Foundation Trust and others there, who have all been very enthusiastic and very supportive of the idea that they'll promote participation as part of the normal care pathway to people with dementia. My colleague in communications has been working really closely with the Alzheimer's Society and Alzheimer's Research UK to develop the wider communications plan to make sure that all the general public in the North Thames region are aware of the system when it launches in the springtime, so that it's really from day one that it opens up that we've got participants coming through. And my colleague Victoria is also working with the research community there to make sure that there are real live studies which are in recruitment phase there and available in the system from day one that they can see and find out more information on. So progress is really thick and fast. It's very exciting at the moment and keeping me very busy and distracting me from my other work on care homes, which I'm going off to meet in Birmingham this afternoon to talk about how we might get more people in dementia and care home research up and running in the West Midlands. So thank you very much for listening to the update. As ever, you can get more frequent updates from me on Twitter by following me at Better Research. You can also register if you're interested in becoming more involved in the program by giving us an email on program-office@dendron.org.uk. Thank you very much for your time, and I'll update you again shortly. Goodbye.